why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, on Dialogue. So there's this very beautiful dialogue, of course, that happens between a companion of Imam al-Mahdi by the name of Ishaq ibn Yaqub. And so Ishaq ibn Yaqub, again being a companion of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, he had certain questions and queries that were quite difficult and he wasn't able to resolve them. So he has this dialogue or this conversation with Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And so in one of these places, His Eminence says that, as for Muhammad bin Uthman Amiri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father. He is trustworthy and a reliable person of mine, and his writing is my writing. So now I believe that Muhammad bin Uthman Amiri, he is one of the special representatives of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and so was his father, was also this special representative of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. What's really interesting here is that apparently the companion Yaqub ibn Ishaq, he asked about Muhammad bin Uthman Amiri, and apparently there must have been some kind of doubt or some kind of, you know, confirmation for what is happening. And here, Imam al-Mahdi, of course, gives this kind of a confirmation where he has called both the individual and his father to be trustworthy and to be reliable and to be one of Imam Mahdi's own people, to the point where Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, says that the writings of this companion, Muhammad bin Uthman, this representative, are the writings of Imam al-Mahdi. This is such an amazing thing. And so, you know, of course, this is talking about over 1,000 years ago, but I think we can very comfortably say that if these kind of individuals existed at that time, individuals that were the direct representatives of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and they were so trustworthy, so reliable, to the point where the Imam considers their writings to be his own writing, you know, their verdicts to be his own verdicts. This is a very huge statement. And so if these people existed back then why would these people not exist in the present day? Sure, we do not have this direct representative system as Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, had during the minor occultation. But of course, in the major occultation, with all the traditions that we have, with all the evidence that is there, we see that there are individuals, religious scholars of very high level and high caliber, who are, we can easily say, the indirect representatives of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. They have spent their whole lives studying the Holy Quran, studying the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, the history, the philosophy, the ethics, the morality, the spirituality, the jurisprudential aspects of Islam, to the point where, why is it so impossible for us to believe that these kind of individuals exist, that their writings and their statements are the statements of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance? This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
What happens if I embrace the wilaya of the Tawhut? If I don't fight back, what happens to me? Ayat of Quran, turn to Surah number 4 and verse number 115. Surah number 4, verse number 115. 4:115. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ. Those who defy the messenger. What happens if I embrace the wilaya of the Tawhut? And those who defy the messenger, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى, after guidance has become clear to them, وَيَتَّبِعْ, and they follow, غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they follow a path other than the path of the mu'mineen. What happens to me in the dunya? God says, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى, in the dunya, this is before Jahannam, God says, we will make that person embrace the wilaya that they have accepted. All of my talents, everything about me, will be used to further the wilaya of the Tawhut. Everything about me, every good that I could offer. If I was a singer, if I had a beautiful voice, I will be a singer for the Tawhut. If I was beautiful, the Tawhut will use that. If I have money, if I have talents, the Tawhut will use that and hurt mankind. Now, what happens is, what we want to do is say, well, okay, what's the solution then? Can I, as a Muslim, a practicing Muslim, live under the wilaya of the Tawhut? Or more precisely, can I be a practicing Muslim and still have embraced the wilaya of the Tawhut, not be resisting the Tawhut? If I can't, then what's the solution? If I cannot, if that's not allowed, what's the solution? So we don't want to become the abid of the Tawhut. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.